I thought it was great. So I showed it to my friend, and I'm like, hey, what do you think of this one? You like coffee? And she's like, you know, I'm from England. I'm like, what does that mean? She's like, well, I'm from England. I'm like, okay. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're offended by my shirt? Thought you liked coffee. I'm like, I was going to buy it for you. Now I'm going to wear it for me. Anyway, that's it. That's my whole story on that T-shirt. Anyway, here we go. Over in England, it's The Clash, and they're bored with Americans. Offering an alternate opinion, that's The Clash here on the most patriotic show ever with I'm So Bored with the USA. Don't worry, there won't be any more of that crap from over in England. It's the reason we left. They're boring. They're boring. They're stiff and boring. Bunch of terrible people. They're trying to, like, it's all over like tea tax. It's like, give us more pennies on the dollar for your tea. And everybody was drinking tea. It was like Coca-Cola here. Coca-Cola, now gallons of water. People drinking their gallons of water. Imagine, like, you know, a little food pack that you're carrying around, except it had tea in it. That's pretty much everybody brought, like, you know, the tea set with them over to their friend's house. And they're like, hey, let's hang out. Let's talk. Let's have tea. And then England's like, hey, you know what? We're going to tax you guys double. And then they're like, nope, we're just going to throw in the harbor. All done. It's literally like, it's like a checkmate, you know, if, like, you're sharing a hot dog with your friend and, you know, you go to microwave it, and then a person wants to have, like, a bite or something, and you just, like, lick it, the whole thing, so they don't bite it. And then another person just throws it in the trash. It's checkmate right there. Nobody gets it. It's kind of what it was. Nobody gets it. But we ended up having a big fight, and here we are, a couple hundred years later, 250 and change. Was it 1776 and 1819? Yeah, we're coming up on 250, aren't we? Yeah, 2026. God, I hope there's some celebrations. I hope people can get a little bit back, you know, and be a little more proud of being here in the good old US of A, because it is a very great place. I've visited other countries, and they're all right. You know, visited and stayed. You have to stay a little while. You can't really form an opinion unless you stayed. It's like, you know, watching a movie halfway and being like, yeah, it was all right. You didn't watch the whole thing. It's not all right. All right. Next, Toby Keith. Let's get back on the patriotic page. The courtesy of the red, white, and blue here, the angry American, on the most patriotic show ever, 2023, here on WMFO in Medford.
American girls and American American guys. We'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole of the red, white, and blue. Oh, justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
All right, Toby Keith, how's that for a kick-ass patriotic song? How's that? We'll do some songs about hot dogs and things like that, but first, Neil Diamond. This is Chris Earle, and you're listening to the most patriotic show ever on WMFO. It's June 28th. We're doing songs about July 4th, which makes little to no sense, only in my head. But here we are. Filling up 2 hours of your life that you'll never get back. It's Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, leading us in to some wonderful Neil Diamond from the jazz singer from 1980. It was no Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, but good soundtrack, good song about patriotism, nice song about immigration. Song about America.
Far, we've been traveling far, without a home, but not without a star. Huddled seem so far away. We're traveling light today in the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. Home to a new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come into America. Got a dream to take them there. They come into America. Got a dream they come to share. They come into America. They come into America.
All right, guys, went back today with a Deal Alert video on the Palmetto State Armory 4th of July sale. And every time PSA does a sale that's worthy of making a video, I try to put some together and talk about some of my favorite options. There's actually been a restock of a lot of sales that they featured about 3 or 4 weeks ago that sold out almost immediately that are finally back in stock. So I want to mention those first. And that is actually the complete MOE lower assembly in all black with the standard trigger for $129.99 with free shipping. So that is one of the absolute best lower assembly deals you can get for $130, and that includes that extended trigger guard, grip, and stock. They also have a standard mil-spec one with the standard M4 stock trigger guard and grip for $119 with free shipping. If you wanted to save an extra $10, it's worth buying this one and getting about $80 worth of furniture upgrades for the $10. But both of them are absolutely great options.
And buy yourself a gun for July 4th. I'm sure plenty of people are going to be doing that. It's the most patriotic show ever on WMFO. It's the Steve Miller Band with Living in the USA. Thank you. pretty good. There's a Steve Miller Band. I like the part when he yells, somebody get me a cheeseburger. Like, you know, somebody's just going to throw a cheeseburger right at him. But on July 4th, you never know. You can get a wiener or you can get a cheeseburger thrown at you. I'm sure people will be making cauliflower pizza and crap like that in 2023 or watching their carbs. You know, let's just have a fruit salad. There, you know, let's just throw caution to the wind for one day, can we? Can we have a hot dog one day? I went like 15 years without having a hot dog, and then I picked them up again. They are delicious. Not good for you, but nothing is. Nobody's good for you. Nothing is good for you. Here's the alert for 2023. Nothing is good for you. Enjoy the one day, July 4th. It's coming next week. This is the most patriotic show ever with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm going to play some Billy Joe Shaver, but before that, I used to love going, like, my earliest memories of July 4th, going down my grandmother's, and they would have these small parades, and they'd have, like, you know, big guys and little cars with, like, Shriners hats on and, like, kids and Patriot hats, and they're banging on drums and pots and pans and things like that. Really cool. So I found this one out there. This is from 2007 from Penfield. And I don't even know where Penfield is. I'll have to look into it. But is the Towpath Volunteers perform Yankee Doodle Fife and Drum in Penfield, wherever that may be. My guess is it's somewhere in the USA because it is awesome. Here they come. Great state of New York, Penfield, New York. That is the awesome Towpath Volunteers performing Yankee Doodle, Fife and Drum from Penfield, New York in 2007. Nice fife harmonies toward the end, I think. And if you were a Brit, imagine that coming up a hill and hearing that. Come on, let's put the fife and the drums back in the military, man. Let's do that. I'll play the fife. I'll get up there. I'll put on one of those patriotic hats and one of those triangular hats and jump up and down and play the fife. If it's protecting our country, that's what I'm doing. Pretty good. Pretty good show so far, I think. 6:21 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? 6:21. What are you trying to be a hero before July 4th? Oh, it's end of the fiscal year. We gotta do some work. No. Most people just leave. They're like, oh, I have all this PTO save up. I got 13 weeks of PTO. I'll be off every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday for the next 5 months. So you won't be able to get in touch with me. But hey, have a good July 4th. You talking about 2023 or 2024? Because you won't be here then either. Like, there's some people who work I've never even met before. I don't even know who they are. They just show up. It's like The Whale. You ever see that show, The Whale? It was a movie with Brendan Fraser. He got all fat and he wore a fat suit. It's like, and all of a sudden he's teaching a class. He doesn't show his face. And then the pizza guy comes and he sees him come to the door and he's like, holy moly, guy's like a ton. Because, of course, we can still shame the fat. That's all we can do nowadays. You can't say anything about race or any kind of other bodily thing. But supposedly fat people, especially guys, you know, you can be like, hey, you going to lose any weight, man, or what? Like, I hear it all the time, but Lizzo don't. Imagine me, like, playing a fife and dancing around like Lizzo in, like, a little dress or something. People would be like, that guy's crazy. You know, they'd still say that to me. But everybody, oh, no, that's wonderful. It's so wonderful and rebellious, and it's so positive. All right, whatever. What a crazy world we're living in. Anyway, July 4th on June 28th here. Just trying to be positive today, but you never know where the day is going to take you, you know? It's like every time you leave the house, it's a risk, you know? Most patriotic show ever, 2023, with Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This next one is The Monitors with Greetings. This is Uncle Sam. And it's going to be sweet because it's from the 60s and most of the stuff back then is relatively sweet. I don't know. Somebody will probably find this racist, but who knows? Let's listen. It's The Monitors here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Sometimes Uncle Sam comes calling and you got to go fight, you know? Still patriotic, I guess. I guess this is a little negative, but what are you going to do? Shot hurled around the world next, Schoolhouse Rock here on the most patriotic show ever. on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. I am a patriot. I am like, I don't know, 15th, 16th generation. I don't know. You know, they swabbed me and they went back and, you know, I was related to all these American heroes over the years. And here I am at WMFO spinning the discs for America here today. June 28th, getting you guys excited about July 4th. Maybe have a little corn on the cob. The long way, maybe a hot dog, maybe have yourself some ribs, some chicken, burger, maybe some watermelon, nice fudgicle, two-ball screwball, something like that. Always like the ice cream man popping by. We'll get into some food ones in a minute. Let's play some Schoolhouse Rock. This is number 3. This is the shot heard round the world, American rock, here on Time Travel Presents, the most patriotic show of all time, ever, today, in 2023, with Chris Earle on WMFO.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rockin', a chip off the block, on your favorite Schoolhouse Rock.
The British are coming, the British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled, and on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know, waking folks searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town.
And the shout heard round the world was the start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
Now at famous Bunker Hill, even though we lost, it was quite a thrill. The rebel Colonel Prescott proved he was wise. Outnumbered and low on ammunition, as the British stormed his position, he said, hold your fire till you see the whites of their eyes. Though the next few years were rough, General Washington's men proved they were tough. Those hungry, ragged boys would not be beat. One night they crossed the Delaware, surprised the Hessians in their lair, and at Valley Forge they just bundled up their feet.
Now the shot heard round the world was the start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the move. Take your blanket, take your son, report to General Washington. We've got our rights and now it's time to prove.
They showed such determination that they won the admiration of countries across the sea like France and Spain, who loaned the colony ships and guns and put the British on the run and the Continental Army on its feet again. And though they lost some battles too, the Americans swore they'd see it through. Their raiding parties kept up hit and run. At Yorktown, the British could not retreat. Bottled up by Washington and the French fleet. Cornwallis surrendered, and finally we had won.
Hooray! Bomb shot heard round the world. Through the end of the revolution, the Continental rabble took the day. And the father of our country beat the British there at Yorktown and brought freedom to you and me and the USA. God bless America.
Nice. Very nice. Shot heard around the world from Schoolhouse Rock on ABC. That's where I learned all my history about the American Revolution. Yep. Saturday mornings on ABC watching cartoons. Anyway, it's better than nothing. It's better than YouTube, right? I found something from 2009. It's Barack Obama, president at the time, with his weekly address on the 4th of July. Let's listen in, shall we?
Hello, and happy 4th of July, everybody. This weekend is a time to get together with family and friends, kick back, and enjoy a little time off. And I hope that's exactly what all of you do. But I also want to take a moment today to reflect on what I believe is the meaning of this distinctly American holiday. Today we're called to remember not only the day our country was born, we're also called to remember the indomitable spirit of the first American citizens who made that day possible. We're called to remember how unlikely it was that our American experiment would succeed at all, that a small band of patriots would declare independence from a powerful empire, and that they would form in the new world what the old world had never known, a government of, by, and for the people. That unyielding spirit is what defines us as Americans. It's what led generations of pioneers to blaze a Western trail. It's what led my grandparents' generation to persevere in the face of a depression and triumph in the face of tyranny. It's what led generations of American workers to build an industrial economy unrivaled around the world. It's what has always led us as a people, not to wilt or cower at a difficult moment, but to face down any trial and rise to any challenge, understanding that each of us has a hand in writing America's destiny. That is the spirit we are called to show once more. We're facing an array of challenges on a scale unseen in our time. We're waging two wars. We're battling a deep recession. And our economy and our nation itself are endangered by festering problems we've kicked down the road for far too long, spiraling healthcare costs, inadequate schools, and a dependence on foreign oil. Meeting these extraordinary challenges will require an extraordinary effort on the part of every American, and that's an effort we cannot defer any longer. Now's the time to lay a new foundation for growth and prosperity. Now's the time to revamp our education system, demand more from our teachers, parents, and students alike, and build schools that prepare every child in America to outcompete any worker in the world. Now's the time to reform an unsustainable healthcare system that's imposing crushing costs on families, businesses, large and small, as well as state and federal budgets. We need to protect what works, fix what's broken, and bring down costs for all Americans. No more talk, no more delay. Healthcare reform must happen this year. And now's the time to meet our energy challenge, one of the greatest challenges we've ever confronted as a people or as a planet. For the sake of our economy and our children, we must build on the historic bill passed by the House of Representatives and make clean energy the profitable kind of energy so that we can end our dependence on foreign oil and reclaim America's future. These are some of the challenges that our generation has been called to meet. And yet there are those who would have us try what's already failed, who would defend the status quo. They argue that our healthcare system is fine the way it is, and that a clean energy economy can wait. They say we're trying to do too much, that we're moving too quickly, and that we all ought to just take a deep breath and scale back our goals. These naysayers have short memories. They forget that we as a people did not get here by standing pat in a time of change. We didn't get here by doing what was easy. That's not how a cluster of 13 colonies became the United States of America. We're not a people who fear the future. We're a people who make it. And on this July 4th, we need to summon that spirit once more. We need to summon the same spirit that inhabited Independence Hall 233 years ago today. That's how this generation of Americans will make its mark on history. That's how we will make the most of this extraordinary moment. And that's how we will write the next great chapter in the great American story. Thank you, and happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, Mr. Obama. That's from 2009. Still, great little speech there. I don't know how far we've come in 14 years, but who knows? It's a nice little thing. It's a nice little thing to get that pep talk and to feel like you can do it and you have courage. And July 4th is just a great holiday. It's in my top three. You know, I love it. Halloween, number one. I don't know, as I get older, maybe. July 4th's good. Christmas is all right. You know, Thanksgiving was always a good one. Yeah, July 4th's my number one this year. How's that? How's that? Just for the show, July 4th is my number one holiday of the year. So we're getting ready. It's June 28th, as far as I know. And we are going to play July 4th songs for the next 23 minutes. Or July 4th speeches. Or I'm just going to BS here and get you to change the channel. Next up is the American the American Light Orchestra. It's the Electric Light Orchestra with Calling America. It's Jeff Lynne and his little bunch of musical dodos. As Electric Light Orchestra with Calling America, the most patriotic show ever here on WMFO with Chris Earle here with you for another 20 minutes. I'm getting a little hungry, and July 4 is always about some good vittles. First up, wieners.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo. Put on the mustard and away we go.
When
kids bite dogs, they yell,
hooray for hot dogs,
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs kids love to
bite. I got something to tell you, baby. Don't get mad this time. If you want my wiener, you'll give me ease all up in my mind. Baby, please want my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Now listen here, sweet baby, I ain't no lying man. If you want my wiener one time, you'll want to warm him again. Baby, please want my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Says some says it takes hot water. Baby, can't you see? But your heat, baby, is plenty warm enough for me. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, warm my wiener. Won't you just warm my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Baby, please warm my wiener. Now listen here, sweet baby, it ain't no fake. I'm begging you, baby, now just give your daddy one break. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Now listen here, sweet baby. You know that time's growing old. I don't want you to warm half of my wiener. I want you to warm him all. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Oh, he really don't feel right cold.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They come to America. Got a dream they come to share.
Is a reprise of Neil Diamond's America. Kim Wilde coming up next. Most patriotic show ever, 2023.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the sea. city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
I believe in rainbows and puppy dogs and fairy tales. And I believe in the family. Mom, Dad, and Grandma. And Uncle Todd waves his penis. And I believe in 8 of the 10 commandments. And I believe in going to church every Sunday unless there's a game on. And I believe that sex is one of the most beautiful, wholesome, natural things that money can buy. And I believe it's derogatory to refer to a woman's breasts as boobs, jugs, Winnebagos, or golden bozos. And you should only refer to them as Hooters. And I believe you should place a woman on a pedestal, high enough so you can look up her dress. And I believe in equality. Equality for everyone, no matter how stupid they are, or how much better I am than they are. People say I'm crazy for believing this, but I believe that robots are stealing my luggage. I believe that Ronald Reagan can make this country what it once was, an Arctic region covered with ice. And I believe that the only good laugh is the laugh you get from a professional comedian. And lastly, I believe that of all the evils on this earth, there is nothing worse than the music you're listening to right now.
Chris Earle, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the most patriotic show ever. 2023. Here with you a few more minutes. Here's CCR. Fortunate Son. CCR with Fortunate Son. I'm going to leave you with Chicago. Time is short here. Everybody have a wonderful July 4th, 2023. All things considered, the weather's supposed to get better. Enjoy yourself. Go out and get yourself a nice burger and a dog and nice soda or a beer or an ice cream. Something fun. Have some good times with your friends and family. I will see you again next week. I'm going to leave you with Chicago, Saturday in the Park. I think it was the 4th of July. Be here again next week, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.